That's sort of the front room.
The front room, right.
Yeah. Would you ever call that anything else? Have you ever called that anything else?
No, not in my growing up. I think it once was called a parlor or something, but not, we always did call it.
You always call it living room. What kind of structure is it? It's, well, with all those rooms, it can't be a shotgun house. It's not, is it, or is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, it's, so do you have any special name for the kind of house it is? Just a house?
Just a house. I never really thought about it.
Okay. What about, how high would you say the ceilings are?
They're not as low as the modern houses, and they're not very—they're not really high ceilings. I guess about medium high. I don't know in inches.
Well, what about in feet? Let's say I'm.
I guess about what would this be?
Oh, this would be.
Maybe about a little higher than the ceiling.
About 10 feet.
Yeah, something it would be like, just a little bit higher than this.
Something
maybe
like
one
that.
Or two higher.
Yeah, I really don't know.
I'm back with some things like that.
Okay. let me see. And then what about the heating? How did you heat your house?
Right now we're using gas, but when I was growing up, we used oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a fireplace, an open fireplace in the living room.
Do you ever call the fireplace anything besides a fireplace? The thing that the smoke went up, what did you call that?
The chimney.
Okay. The area in front of the fireplace, you know, down on the floor.
Yeah.
What'd you call that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I never called it anything. Yeah. I don't really know.
There used to be usually some things in the fireplace that you put the wood across. What'd you call that?
I believe that was called a grate.
Okay, grate. Or sometimes there would be these two. Oh, maybe one piece of metal, big heavy piece of metal like here, and another big heavy piece of metal here, and you could lay a log across it.
Mm.
No?
I know what you're talking about, but I...
Have you ever heard them called dog irons or fire dogs?
Mm-mm.
And irons?
And irons, yeah.
And irons, no.
Right,
okay.
That's what they call
it. Because
okay. We still have the fireplace, and right now it has gas logs in it.
Uh-huh, okay.
And they're irons, that's right.
What about the top part where you might put a lamp on?
And a couple pictures of the mantle.
Okay, I always call that the mantle. And then sometimes, the kind of wood you would use to start the fire?
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a kind of wood that would be really full of sap, you know, really would start up real quick?
I can't really remember.
Okay. You ever hear a lightered or light wood?
Wouldn't that be the same as the kindling? It would
be essentially the same thing.
Well, that catches very fast.
Yeah. Do you ever use that word? Or
just kindling.
Just kindling. Always
right.
Call it kindling. Okay. Let me see. In the chimney, that black stuff that forms, that's called?
Soot.
Okay. And then the stuff after you burn the... After you burn the wood, what's left over in the fireplace is?
Ashes.
Okay.
The dirt. The mess.
A mess, right.
Yeah.
Okay, and then things you sit on in the house.
Oh, chairs.
Okay.
Couches.
Okay. What are the kinds of things like that you have? When you use the word couch, what are you thinking of?
A sofa.
Okay. Said that's the same thing.
Right.
What about, have you ever used older words like Davenport?
Davenport was in my mind, but I've never used it. But
right.
I've heard it.
You've
used.
Heard it
mm-hmm.
from older people,
right.
Probably. Okay. And the room, well,